Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weird Days with Murph. We're doing things a little bit differently today, like we're combining the Dance with the Stars and Geek Recaps into a one big show. And I bet you're wondering why we're doing this on a Thursday, too. Well, there's two reasons.
It's a special story.
it's interesting. Wednesday, we couldn't do it for some strange reason. Wednesday, I have no idea why. I think you had something going, didn't you, Wednesday? Something?
No, Wednesday was just Jen. You weren't home.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I wasn't home Wednesday. That's right, I wasn't home Wednesday.
And I have something going on this week.
And you have something going on tomorrow, because that's why we couldn't do this on Friday. So I come into you either 2 days late or a day early.
It's a combination. So if you're tuning in for Dancing with the Stars, we'll have Dancing with the Stars for the first 15 minutes, and then we're going to switch gears a little bit, maybe the last 15-10 minutes, because we don't have quite as much to discuss in general hospital-wise. So we'll take up most of the time with the dancing, but then we'll move over to GH.
Uh-huh. And the nurse's ball starts tomorrow, too, so I mean...
Yeah, so we'll have a lot to talk about next week. It's just, been rough this week.
Yeah, it kind of has been a little rough.
Okay, but, so I'm not sure that these couples are in order on this list, but I think they're in order. This is in order because I remember what order.
Right.
Okay. So I think these have the final scores listed. Actually, I'm pretty sure this is the final score. We'll see. So first was Riker and Allison. They got a 37. They danced to Wiggle, and they did a 1920s quick step was the theme because it was Eras Week. Oh, we should have played some cool Eras music, but we didn't. Whatever. It's okay. I didn't think
we should have, but whatever.
It's okay. They danced to Wiggle, which I thought was strange for a quick step, but that's fine. How do you feel about Riker
and
Allison?
It was a little strange. That song choice was a little strange, I have to admit. It was a little bit strange. But overall, I think they did well overall, I think.
I think they did well. They represented the team well.
Mm-hmm.
And who did they dance they did. Off against? Who did Riker dance off against?
Riker Nelson. Was it Mark?
I don't know. I don't know. If they danced off. Did they dance off against Willow, or did they dance off against Rumor? No, Willow danced off against Rumor, so they danced against Chris and Whitney.
Yeah, they danced against
Chris and Whitney. No, that's not right. Because if they danced, okay. I don't know, whatever. I think they danced off against Chris and Whitney, but I'm not sure because there's not anything listed. I can look, hang on.
Okay.
They danced off against Willow and Mark. Chris and Whitney danced against Rumor and Val. Okay. So, I liked them. I don't like them. Well, I mean, I don't not like them. They did okay. I'm not that impressed with them, to be honest. I mean, I don't dislike them. I just, not bad. Okay. Chris and Whitney, I don't know if these are in order. I feel like this is the order that they went in, but I'm not sure. But the whole night, when your couple goes last, you know that feeling when your couple's going last and you're hoping everybody in front of them sucked because you don't want your couple to suck the worst? Because that's me every time I watch the show. I lost my chill in season 11, and I haven't found it yet, in case anyone's curious. Anyway. Yeah, I have been like this since, forever. Okay, next was Chris and Whitney. They got a 31. They danced to 5 Minutes More by Frank Sinatra, and they did a 1940s foxtrot. Also, shout out to this website for having the song listed. That makes me so happy. How did you feel about their dance?
I feel either way about it. I mean, it was good, but it was just average, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I mean, I liked that he improved. I guess.
He did.
He's still doing that thing where he jogs beside Whitney, practically. You know what I'm talking about. It's not dancing, but I like their theme.
It's not dancing, but
and I thought Whitney was, stunning because she is, so there's how I feel about that.
Whitney, I would like it. She's Whitney, let's face it.
Yeah, she's hot, let's be real. Okay, Rumor and Val danced a 1960s-style jive to Dear Future Husband by Meghan Trainor, and they got a 35 out. How do you feel about them? I'm letting you go first because I have a lot to say, so I feel like if I let you go first, maybe this can be productive, you know?
Right, I agree. But a Rumor and Val, I think they are a front runner in this competition. They have.
I agree.
They have. I think they have the chops to take it. I think it'll be close between them and probably Noah. So.
Yeah, I thought they were good. I liked their dance. I don't agree. Actually, I do kind of agree with what Lynn said about it being like sort of like underwhelming after everything they've done because it was kind of complacent.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like they didn't talk what they've done in the past. They were just.
Right.
Yeah, of course. So I understand that. I wasn't super wowed by it like I expected to be when I saw the set and everything, but they were good.
Mm-hmm.
And they won their dance off.
They were good.
They danced against Chris and Whitney. Let me check. Yeah, they danced off against Chris and Whitney, and they won, which is not a shock because Chris Bowles did not dance, but that's fine. So they got an extra 2 points, which is why they ended up with a 35 because they did score a 33. Okay. And I would just like to point out that Rumor Willis and Valish Markovsky scored a 33, and Robert Hojovec got a 31. So he's climbing up. He's getting there. Okay.
Right.
Noah and Sharna danced to Superbad by James Brown. It was like 1970s jazz. He was like a hustler, like pimp, and she was the hoe. It was great. They scored
a
36.
It was pretty cool.
Well, they actually scored a 34, but they won their dance off, so they got plus 2. Okay, I don't know. The way this is written, I could be wrong, so if I'm wrong, I apologize. Because it says 35, and then in parentheses it says that was plus 2 in the dance-off, so I don't know if that 35 has the plus 2, or if I needed to make that a 37. So if I'm wrong,
I don't know, guys.
I really think Rumor and Val only got a 33. I don't think they got a 35. I think they got a 33, and then they got the 2, but I could be wrong. Because I know Noah got 210.
Mm-hmm.
No, Noah got 110, 2 9s, and an 8. So, whatever that equals, math.
That's 29. I think that's 36 or something like that. 35, 36, something
like
that.
Well, then he got a 38 with that dance off point.
Right.
That's too high. He doesn't need to be that much higher. Yeah, they got a 30. No. I don't know.
Whatever they
got. Okay. They scored high. Let's say that. I liked their dance, but I thought that having the whole troupe dance the whole time was really distracting.
That was a little distracting, I gotta say. Because I mean, you're just, you've got, what is it, minute and a half to show what you've got?
I think at this point they're up to like 9, and maybe like a minute 10. They end up being a minute and a half by the end of the season. They like work it up. But still, you don't have that much time to dance, and you're being shown up by professionals. I mean, not to say that he couldn't keep up, but that's distracting. Like, it's one thing to have him in the opening or to have him in the background, but to have him dancing like your gang the whole time is so distracting to me. Like, I couldn't pay attention. But maybe that's my ADD. I don't know.
Maybe it's your ADD. That's funny.
I'm just kidding. I don't really have ADD. Well, I probably do. Let's be realistic. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Robert and Kim are next, and I have a lot to say, so we're just going to talk about it. I'm going to relax, though, because I'm pretty hyped. Robert Hershberg and Kim Johnson danced to Word Up by Cameo. I don't know who that is. So I'll find that on
Spotify.
That was
a cool song back in the day. Back in the day.
Well, okay, I wasn't alive back in the day, so.
That was a song back in the day. I mean, that was the song back in the day.
I'll add it to my Spotify. I have a Robert and Kim Spotify playlist going because I'm pretty, like, for those of you that don't know, if you follow Monocosky on Tumblr and you're a Robert and Kim fan, that would be me. Spoiler alert. If you didn't know that was me, that's me. I'm pretty up there in the Robert and Kim fandom on Tumblr right now. So,
yes, you are. You are.
Yeah, I'm not just, like, in the group. Like, I'm at the top of the group, just for the record. So people don't know that's me. That's something deep dark secret. Well, now it's not a secret, but anyway.
You're the head of the group.
Not to brag. I'm not the head of the group, but I'm like co-captain. Anyway,
Favorite
the 1980s Argentine tango. Cody, you go first. Because I have a lot to say, and I need to, like, think about it before it comes out of my mouth. So you go ahead.
Oh, God.
First of all, can we tell everybody what you texted me? Tell everyone, please.
What? What?
That you texted me. Go ahead and just call the fire department already, because I know you're not to Robert and Kim's fans yet, but holy Robert and Kim.
Oh, yeah. Holy Robert and Kim.
He literally said that. He said, holy, in all caps, Robert
holy,
and Kim.
Holy
with
Robert
that little
and Kim.
Fire emoji. And I was like, great, Cody's on that, on it too. So that means it was good. Because I was like,
I'm not even going to. I'm not
so.
Even going to go there.
You're
not
even
going to
go
there.
I'm going to go there. So, I mean, don't judge me when I do.
I'll let you go there. I'm not touching that one.
I think that Robert might have impregnated every woman in the audience. That was a lot to handle. Honestly, like, I felt like I was intruding on whatever that was. Like, I felt like I should not be watching that. Don't you get that vibe?
For me,
didn't you feel that?
For me, I felt like I was being voyeuristic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, exactly. That's how dancers do it on date night.
It's just like...
Just kidding.
I actually felt dirty watching that. I was like...
Right, doesn't it? And, like, I was with my family, so, like, if I was with myself, it would have been different because I've watched it twice already. because I needed to calm myself and watch it again, but... I watch everybody dance more than once. I don't just stalk them exclusively, but... Well, I do, but on the side. Anyway.
Yeah, you do. Look like you do.
Well, I do, but I'm not biased towards them at all.
You are.
Like, I am... No, I'm not. I really am, like, what's that word where you, what is that word?
What word?
Oh, my gosh. I'm impartial. There we go. I am an
impartial
judge
on
the show, but they are my favorites, but I call it like I see it. Let's be real. If he sucks, I'm going to say he sucked, but he didn't. Oh, my Lord.
No, he didn't.
That was a lot. Like, honestly, that was my favorite, I thought that was my favorite dance. Like, was it the technical best? No, I don't think Nastia was the best either, if you want to be real, but they said she was. But it was one of the best of the night, and it was holy chemistry. Can we talk about it?
There's a lot
because, and let me quote Kelly Monaco real quick. Chemistry. Let's talk about it.
and speaking of Kelly
good.
Monaco, I have a lot to say about Kelly Monaco.
Okay, we'll get to the anniversary show after this.
Okay.
So they scored 31, which I'm not totally happy with, but that's an improvement because they did score 27, I think, last week. So they're climbing up. He definitely improved. I do not think that Kay-Ann is correct in saying that Kim Johnson is too much woman for him because, according to Kim, he can handle her. Now, do with that what you will, everybody, because we all know I did. Kim said, no, I think he can handle me. Well, of course you do think that, Kim, but... There's pictures on the internet to prove it, but whatever.
But whatever.
Did you watch that video I sent you earlier at 9 o'clock
this
morning?
Yeah. I did.
So we all know that if you haven't seen the interview, I don't want to ruin it for anybody. If you haven't seen Lee Remini interviewing everybody on the red carpet at the Dancing Stars 10th anniversary, you have to see it. She's literally the most inappropriate person. Yeah, it's hilarious. So that's how I feel about Kim Johnson and Robert Herjavec. I think Robert Herjavec could... be in the finale. I really do. I think he has what it takes, and I think he was really good the other night on Monday, and I don't understand why. Well, I think I figured it out, but, like, I don't understand why he did so well, and all the judges had was positive comments, with the exception of Kay-Ann, but is she positive with anyone? No. So, like, I don't understand why they had all positive comments and still gave 8.
The 31, I know.
That was 3 8s and a 7. And everybody but Kay-Ann gave an 8. I mean, you should have at least given 4 8s. That's ridiculous. But whatever. Nastia Lukin and Sasha, who has officially replaced Derek. We don't know for the rest of the season or not, but as of now, he's Derek's replacement. They got a 38.
I think it is for the rest of the season.
Well, they said it's like tentative, so depending on Derek.
Yeah.
They danced to Honey, I'm Good by Andy Grammer, and they did a Charleston, a modern Charleston, which I think is an oxymoron, but
mm-hmm.
How'd you feel about this? I feel the same way Mr. Corky Ballas does. Are we dancing? Are we singing? Are we standing on the chair? I don't know.
It kind of was a bit of a hot mess.
And
absolutely honestly, it kind of was a bit of a hot mess.
It was a mess. And Corky Ballas said that. Corky said, I don't know, were they singing? Were we dancing? Were we standing on a chair? He also said, why weren't they called out for the production like Noah was? Which is a very valid point.
It is valid.
Her technique is good, obviously. Their technique was good, but that was
when either Corky or Shirley Ballas speak, you listen.
Yeah, you listen when Corky and Shirley are talking to you. Yeah, you better shut up and listen because they know what they do.
You listen. When
they
talk to you. You listen.
Absolutely. So. Okay, Willow and Mark, and spoiler alert, if you didn't watch it, guys, they were eliminated.
They
scored 37. They danced some futuristic ninja crap. No, I'm just kidding. That was rude. They did futuristic. They did futuristic jazz. It was also I was confused to Electric Feel by MGMT. How did you feel about that dance, Cody?
I was a little freaked out by it. To be completely honest with
you. I was a little confused. I was like, Mark, you need to relax.
I was
kind of
freaked out.
Mark Ballas, lay off the hallucinogens, please.
First,
there was that rabbit thing. Okay, first of all, we all know I'm scared of the Easter Bunny, so that just ruined it for me. And then there was the ninja costume, and not to mention that Hunger Games thing. Like, lay off the drugs.
What was
bro.
That? What was that? Where'd that come from? Seriously.
Yeah, okay, so, let's see. Next week there's one, everybody has one dance, individual round, and then the second hour is trios. And then Tuesday night there's a double elimination. Who do you think is going? And who do you predict, based on what we know or have seen on the internet, because everybody's talking about their dance, everybody's dances is out there because it was America's Choice.
Right.
So based on what you know and based on all that, taking that into consideration, who do you think will do well on Monday night, and who do you think will be eliminated on Tuesday night?
I think we'll...
That was a loaded question, I'm sorry.
Do well on Monday night? Of course, Rumor and Val, obviously. That's just...
They're above everybody else. They're like, look at all you peasants down there.
Exactly. And who I think has the best chance of leaving? Chris.
I can see that. I don't think Chris is going to hang in much longer. Bachelor needs to go.
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's true, but I'm just going to be honest. Here's what I think. I think that, knowing what I know about the dances next week, Rumor and Val, Nastia, maybe, I don't know about her dance that much, but I know there were some tweets about Noah and Sharna's dance, too, and also Robert and Kim, so I think that I could see Noah and Sharna, Robert and Kim, Rumor, all doing really well. I think Robert will have, a good week next week. I'm pretty sure they'll have a really solid performance. Because I know they're doing contemporary. I think it's contemporary. It might be jazz. I don't know. They're doing
something
that they can do whatever they want, basically. So, taking into consideration that the judges had nothing negative to say last time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the reason why I forgot to say this. The reason I think that they got eighth is because part of the score was supposed to be how well the decade was represented. And their dance, they didn't really represent, a decade other than the music, It was just very clean and simple and classic, which I appreciate. I know Lynn Goodman appreciates that. But it wasn't representative of a decade, so that might be where they lost the points because nobody said anything negative. So maybe that's what it was. I don't know.
True.
I forgot to say the dance-off. Riker and Allison danced off against Mark and Willow. Willow won. They got it 2 extra points, but she was eliminated. Noah and Sharna danced off against Robert and Kim. Noah and Sharna won. It was actually a tie, and Lynn Goodman had picked Noah and Sharna, so that was a tiebreaker, which I don't think is fair. I think there should be a fifth party if there is a case for a tiebreaker, because I don't think that, he said that, so that goes. No. And I respect his authority as head judge, but... I think that they should have a producer, like Fifth Party sort of thing, step in if there's a tie.
Yeah.
Anyway, Rumor and Val danced against Chris and Whitney, and then Rumor and Val won, obviously. Okay.
Obviously.
So, my prediction for the finale has not changed at all.
Nope.
I think my finale, my ideal goal. I don't know. I think there's going to just be three couples in the finale. There might be four. I don't know. Rumor
I don't know.
And Val, Robert and Kim, Nastia and Sasha, and that other couple
and
right
Sean
now.
And Noah.
Oh, and Sharna, no, that's who it is. I think that next week when they get rid of two couples, well, I want Noah and Sharna in the finale, but I don't know if that's going to happen. Because I think that the double elimination might be Chris and Noah. I don't see Robert going. Like, as honestly, he's had those scores, but I don't see him going anywhere.
I don't know.
So, I'm thinking, hey, Riker could go. Nastia could go. I mean, anybody could go, but I'm thinking
true, anybody
Chris,
could go, I mean.
Chris is screwed. Like, Chris is definitely going.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't know. Okay. So,
but,
that's that.
Before we get into the Jig recap, I just wanted to say real quick, musician friend of mine, Megan Golden, her acoustic album drops, let me see, it's next Friday. May the 8th, so it drops on iTunes, so y'all be sure to go pick that up.
That's the day of my one act that I wrote and am directing. I'm stressed. Anyway.
Sweet.
Oh my gosh, I just realized I have five more classes, like 5 days of classes, and then I'm
five
done.
5 days of classes left, and you're done. Wow.
Well, I have one day of testing, well, 2 days of testing, and then graduation practice and graduation. That stresses me out. Anyway.
Anyway.
Can we talk really, I want to talk really quick about, for like 2 minutes, like super fast, about the anniversary show. Everybody was there. Even Jennifer Grey was there, even though she didn't dance, but I don't think she's like physically able to dance that
good
ballroom anymore. I don't think she can do that because of her neck and stuff, but I'm not sure, so don't quote me. But that football number, okay. I love that football number. I was so
that
feeling that.
That football number is cool.
Because I love me some Emmitt Smith. Like, if y'all didn't know that. I love me some Emmitt Smith.
And
I've
I didn't know that.
I've always loved me some Emmitt Smith since back in the day
and
when he was on
that.
There with Cheryl Burke. Yeah. The only thing
this
I thought
is
was
more
blackmail ammunition. The only thing I thought was missing from that was Cheryl Burke and Kim Johnson. And PETA. PETA was missing from that. But, hey, can't always win. Also, Katherine Jenkins, I didn't even know she was pregnant, so that was so sweet that she was
either.
Like, yeah, I'm pregnant. I was like, oh, that's so adorable. She's the cutest thing. Andy is in love with her, just so you know. Well, it looks like she's taken, I guess, since she's having somebody's baby. Sorry,
yep.
Andy. Just kidding. He's not in love with her. He just really loves her. And Val and Kelly, everybody. The OG is in the house, as Kelly Monica likes to say.
Yeah.
My dad said he has a newfound respect for. He said he has a newfound respect
about
Sam Morgan now.
Can we talk about?
We can talk about it.
Kelly Monica.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I love how Tom was like, she's really let herself go.
I'm not totally sure. A word start on this, but. You know,
well, start fast.
The dance, I came out in this red kind of top, you know, and this kind of a skirt looking thing. Well, she ripped off the skirt, and y'all, I died.
My dad did too. It's okay.
I died.
I didn't die. I died because my couple was reunited, but I really died when he grabbed her butt at the end. If y'all saw that, I did. Josh Randolph, he totally got him some after that. Just saying. Oh, that's
what
my mom said during Kim and Robert's dance. First of all, my mom was fangirling over the outfit Kim was wearing. She was like, oh, Kim's getting some later. And I thought that was funny. And the squirrel joke was also funny, but we don't have time to rehash Tom Bergeron.
Yeah, we don't have time for it. No, we don't.
Okay, General Hospital recap. So, this week, I'm not going to recap
in the last 5 minutes.
Happened because it's a hot mess. So, Favorite moment, go for it.
I didn't really, well, I loved when Carly was ripping in the fake Jake or whatever his name is. I love that. That was today. Have you seen that today?
Yeah, I saw today's.
I love when she was ripping into fake Jake.
Fake Jake.
Who's? And I loved. I just loved Carly this entire week. That's all I got to say about that.
All day, every day. My favorite moment was Britt showing up. Also, Carly Lane.
That was cool.
She's the queen. And also, that super hot, whatever you want to call it, between Nicholas and Hayden. I don't know. They didn't have sex, so that super hot make-out session that was interrupted by that awkward
session. That super hot foreplay.
Showing up. Super hot foreplay. There you go. I really love them. Yeah. I think they're super hot. So, I mean,
you know,
he has chemistry with everybody, so.
Rebecca Buddy. I loved her as Greenlee. I'm not feeling her very much as Hayden.
All my dad had to say was, wow, Greenlee has a nice butt. Just like, you know, they were showing her from behind and he had like his hand on her butt or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, Greenlee has a nice butt. I'm like, props to you for calling her Greenlee.
Props to you for calling her Greenlee.
Anyway, okay, so that was my favorite moment, I guess. Okay, prime performer, we need to like wrap this up, so we need to just speed through. Go ahead, I know you have five, probably.
I actually don't. Prime performer this week was for me, it was Laura Wright for me.
Well, I also say it's Laura Wright, but I also really appreciated Tyler Christopher this week. I thought he was great. I think he's great every week. No, okay, I really think he's a good actor, okay? It's not just because I think he's sexy. That helps, That helps a lot. Also, Kathleen Daddy for that emotional breakthrough she had today.
And I feel like Bo just for the fact that she's back, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I hate saying this because I absolutely hate Elizabeth Lover, but thank you, Herbs, for that scene with Jake where she was like about to cry and then Hayden ruined it.
Right.
You know, what else? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nurse ball tomorrow. I was going to have nurse ball nails like every other year, but some girl has to go to prom on Saturday and can't.
Announcements. Okay.
Do we have announcements?
Let's do. I have one or two.
Okay.
Next Tuesday the 5th is our regular Events of the Stars recap again. Wednesday the 6th, I'm working on getting another band. And Friday the 8th, I will not be here. So
why won't you be here Friday the 8th?
A family vacation. We leave out next Thursday.
Oh, okay. So you're going on vacation and then another vacation?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Friday the 8th, I won't be here either because homegirl has a play, so.
So, a Friday the
8th. We call on hiatus.
I know G8 recap. And then I will be back probably Sunday the 3rd. So
I will be back before then. I will be back the week of May 18th. Because we're trying, guys, to organize a soap week where we have a soap guest 5 nights that week. And then maybe like a recap that Saturday. So we're trying. I'm working really hard. I actually talked to a couple of people this morning. So stay tuned. It's going to be a big secret. Like, I'm going to book all these guests. And then the week of it, I'm going to announce them one at a time, like, secretively.
And text me.
I will. I'll tell you who I was talking about this morning. Well, you know already, but. Guys, we didn't talk about it. Jeannie Francis is coming back to General Hospital. I am freaking thrilled. That was the best text I've ever had in fifth period ever. I got a message on Twitter. Thank you, Frank Valentini, for saying. And I remember exactly what it said. It said, Jeannie Francis, good news, Jeannie Francis is coming too. And then you got the little dot, dot, dot where you had to open it. I was like, please don't say Fan Club Weekend. Please don't say Fan Club Weekend.
I think that's
it
first, though, didn't I?
No, I didn't get your text. Oh, I got your text about Christian LeBlanc first, but I didn't get your text about Jeannie until after that.
I texted you that Jeannie was coming. I texted you, but whatever.
Yeah, but it was after I, like, called, or it was after I saw, like, that on Twitter. Like, I got your text talking on the phone with you. Because
I got it from her
fan page, like, as soon as it happened. And so then I called Nancy in the hallway, and Nancy was like, child, are you okay? Like, are you dying? Because if I couldn't get a parent, I would probably call Nancy because she's the next closest adult. So she was, like, concerned, and I told her, and she's like, oh, my Lord Jesus, have mercy. And I was like, I know. She's like, child, this is the best news, darling. Like, I'm so happy. And then I put on Facebook that, like, being the person that got to tell Nancy made it so much better because I knew that she would be ecstatic, mm-hmm. and I was so glad I was the person that got to tell her.
Right.
So she said sharing that with me was probably the best thing ever, so it was good. So I'm so happy because Queen Bee is coming back where she belongs.
Queen Bee is coming back.
Anyway, we have to wrap this up and we have to go to work.
Yes, we do. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, bye.
I hope you guys enjoyed our slightly rushed Redemption of the Stars / Jeek recap. As I said earlier, I'm working on something for Wednesday the 6th. So, Tuesday the 5th is our regular Redemption of the Stars recap at 6 Eastern, 5 Central. And the 6th, like I said, I'm working on hopefully, across fingers, booking another band for the show. And the 8th will be no GH recap or anything because Murph will be out of town. So I think that's probably all the announcements I have for you. With that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.